Aleph Siv Beis. He says, a mashkim lizchanin lefnei boro, the one who gets up in the middle of the night to make supplications before Hashem. Yichavin l'shaos, he should try to set up the timing of his davening that it should be at the times shemishtanos hamishmoros, that these heavenly watches where the angels are singing their song, they change, and at the time they change, they should. That's the time to daven. So I'll finish the halakha and then I'll say it out. Shehen b'shlish alayla, that means at the end of the first third of the night. L'sof shnei shlishi alayla, at the end of the second third of the night. L'sof alayla, and at the end third of the night, meaning right before going to regular shacharis. Shetfila sheispal ba'osan shals, prayers one says at those times, alachorban, over the Beis HaMikdash, v'alagalus, and over the exile in general, are ritzuya, are especially well accepted. So this halacha is based on a gemara in the beginning of brachas, Daf Gimel. That's the machlokas there. How many nights how many watches, spiritual watches, rashas, kitos, different groups of angels and malachim sing shira, and there's a discussion there. How many there are? Rebbe says four. Rav Nachman says three. And the gemara goes on to say that you should know that there are particular signs down here on planet Earth that you can see when the watches change over, and it gives signs for the. Based on Rav Nachman Shita, there are three watches. So the Rosh learns what the Gemara is telling you that. Who cares if there are signs on here, what's going up in heaven? It must be that it's because you're meant to tap into them. And therefore he poskins, the Rosh poskins, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch is getting this, that a person ought to daven at those changing the watches, and he rules like there in the Gemara of the Mandamra, it says it's at the end of each third of the night when they switch over. Now, Mishnah Berurah says nothing about it. No, just there. The reason the Rosh goes by. The Gemara seems to just abandon Rebbe and just go after Rav Nachman, and that's why it goes like that. It falls on you see the Gemara there talks about the times, it gives three, goes on the assumption that there are three. So because of that, the Rosh posts like that and says that must be, the Gemara is coming to address a practical point. No Mishnah Berurah on this because, as we'll see in a second, it's not the minhag. We'll see in a second, the Zohar goes that the person should daven at Chatzos, the middle of the night, which Mishnah Berurah will speak on the next halacha, and so this really, this halacha seems to have no normal application. It's getting up the thirds of the night. There isn't just a worthwhile note that the Ber Hetev brings. He says, listen, at some point you're not going to get up in the nighttime, you're not going to sleep. Remember, they're assuming people go to bed early in the evening. So the nights are long, let's say in the wintertime, you're not going to sleep for 14 hours, for goodness sake, so you're going to get up at the crack of dawn, more as a boker, and then you're going to do your thing. So he speaks out here, first of all, that the normal time a person needs to sleep is 8 hours. That's a normal expectation, says the Ber Hetev. He brings a pasuk that's like a remiss to that. The pasuk says, Yashanti az yanuachli, which means like I slept and then that was was restful for me, but the az, ayin zayin, is gematria 8. And the Rambam says a similar thing in Hilchos Midos, in Hilchos Deos, I should say. But in any case, he says here, like everyone else knows, that it's obviously everything depends on each person, and if the person needs less, he also sleeps less. The Mishnah Avos, the sixth parak, there says that, the Brisa really, whatever, says that Miut Shena, minimizing sleep, is certainly one of the Mem Ches Devarim by which Torah is nickness, is acquired. So persons should minimize the sleep, but not get less sleep than it needs, or he won't be functioning properly during the day. Means it over here. Okay, that's really all there's, I think, to say about this halacha, because we're doing Mishnah Berurah, and he'll discuss more in the Sif Gimel.